Has the dog man been killed? You know, I almost didn't even touch this story, but you know, I do like kind of conspiratorial things sometimes. It's been popular. It's been going on around Facebook and social media. But there's this story that like a wolf-like creature was shot in Montana, and then you look at the picture, and I don't know. It looks like a dog to me, or maybe a wolf, but. This wolf-like creature, it was shot in Montana, and it's got people talking about the dog man. So, you know, if you're not familiar with it, it's this theory that there's this cryptozoological creature out there who's part dog, part man, and he terrorizes people. It's kind of like Bigfoot, but instead of man and ape, it's man and dog. So it's this conspiracy. It's interesting. There are people that have written me and said that they saw one. You know, I don't know. I never have. I don't see any proof of anything, so it's hard for me to, you know, really get behind it. But I'm definitely all for people talking about it and having theories, and you know, I think that's kind of cool. So they're talking about this dogman conspiracy and the continued existence of a prehistoric species of wolf. This is what this is. But Bruce Aukley, who's an information manager for Montana's Fish, Wild, and Parks, said of the wolf-like animal shot near a ranch in Montana, quote, "We have no idea what this was until we get a DNA report back. It was near a rancher's place. It was shot, and our game wardens went to investigate. The whole animal was sent to our lab in Bozeman. That's the last I've heard of it," end quote. Oh, hey, Bozeman. That's where Steve Quayle and Tim Alberino are. So I wonder if they've heard of this and what they think. So the Great Falls Tribune reports that the creature, which is at this point, quote, "At this point, no one is 100% sure," end quote, how to identify, was shot and killed on May 16th on a ranch outside of Denton. The Tribune reports, quote, "With long grayish fur, a large head, and an extended snout, the animal shared many of the same characteristics as a wolf, but its ears were too large, its legs and body too short, its fur uncharacteristic of that common to a wolf." End quote. Now, social media in Lewistown exploded with theories over the creature last week, with some saying that it was a starved grizzly cub, others suggesting that it was a descendant of prehistoric dire wolves, and others going right over to the conspiracy stuff with the dogman theory. One person said, quote, that could very well what's being called dogman. They're spotted each day and the government quells any and all reports. Several people report being strong-armed into keeping quiet about their reports by men wearing black suits. These are just facts. Look into it if you don't believe it, end quote. So the conspiracy stuff aside, the Tribune quotes a wolf management specialist who said that there are indeed several aspects of the animal that are highly unusual and which he speculated might be a result of the creature being a wolf-dog hybrid, which he says his department has encountered a few times. So this is Ty Smucker. He said, quote, "Several things grabbed my attention when I first saw the pictures. The ears are too big, legs a little short, the feet look a little small, the coat looks weird. There's just something off about it." So they're gonna get DNA testing and see what it is. My suspicion is it's gonna be some combination of wolf and dog. You know, I mean, you can have hybrids like that occur in nature, and sometimes they look really weird. So certain animals can kind of hybridize with other animals if they're close enough in species. I think that's probably what this is. I don't think it's a dog man because I don't really see the man-like features at all in it. I don't think it's that. I don't know about the prehistoric wolf thing. You know, I mean, it maybe, but we'll have to just wait for the DNA results to see. You can help fight against censorship by making a one-time donation or setting up a monthly donation to Josh Peck Disclosure at joshpeckdisclosure.com/donate. Or, for as little as $1 a month, you can become a Peck patron by heading over to patreon.com/joshpeck. As a Peck patron, you will be entered into contests to have your content featured on the Josh Peck Disclosure homepage, contribute chapters to a collaborative book with Josh Peck, and win a special Josh Peck collection full of materials worth hundreds of dollars. Also, for as little as $3 a month, you will have access to free downloads of Josh Peck books, such as Quantum Creation, Cherubim Chariots, and more. Josh Peck Disclosure is viewer-funded. Head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com for more information. Right now, head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com, the central hub for everything Josh Peck Disclosure. Every day, you'll get brand new videos, podcasts, updates, and more. Make sure you subscribe at youtube.com/joshpeckdisclosure. Also, make sure you click the bell and select the option to always be notified when a new video is released. Follow Josh Peck Disclosure on Twitter at jpdisclosure and get involved with the show on our official Facebook page at facebook.com/joshpeckdisclosure. Disclosure. If you're on Steemit and prefer DTube, follow Josh Peck at steemit.com/@Josh Peck and make sure to upvote all Josh Peck Disclosure DTube videos. Keep checking back at joshpeckdisclosure.com for news, information, updates, and more.